Hey, girl bosses, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Girl Boss. This is your host, Soya.
And this is your host, Lalana. Okay, first of all, I need to apologize for my voice. It's so groggy. It's because I already explained to Soya, but I'm going to explain again. I had like no sleep because there was like this storm last night and you could hear all the wind like from my window. And I was like scared. I was like, oh my God, this wind. So I got like no sleep. So apology for the groggy voice, but the content is still going to be there. I promise that.
Yeah, no, same here. Mine probably isn't that bad, but like I just woke up and I think Lana just woke up too. So ignore our voices. We are deciding to record early because it's better to just get things done in the morning.
Yes, responsible people that we never are. I'm kidding.
Like, it's a Sunday. I wouldn't have woken up this early if we weren't recording.
Yeah, no, I purposely, like, I'm always, like, Zoya's so nice. She's always, like, Lana, what time? She asks me, like, I never ask her. Like, she always gives me the choice. Oh, and I always choose the mornings because I know then I have a purpose to get up.
Yeah.
I'm, like, it'll, like, make me get up. Or else I'll just be, like, in the morning, like, on the weekends, especially Sundays, I kind of just take it to chill, whether it's school, like, year or summer. So it's, like, this kind of productively fun.
Yeah, it's better to be productive in the morning. Plus, it's a fresh start. I don't know why. Waking up late and just getting things done doesn't work well for me. And I always do it, so.
Yeah, I've made a to-do list this weekend because I'm just not getting things done. Like, I work at, like, a slug's pace. Like, I have a really bad habit of I don't move on unless something is perfect. Right. And so, just if I make a list and I'm like, uh-oh, I have to do all the other stuff, so put this at a break kind of thing. If I don't make a list, then it's like, I'm just going to sit on it for hours and hours and hours.
I know. And I think I used to use Microsoft to-do list to, like, keep track of everything. Sorry.
I write on Google Docs and hope that it works.
No, but I recently got this thing called Notion. I don't know if you've heard of it. But basically, it's kind of like a workspace and you can, like, customize it and stuff. So I downloaded, like, a free aesthetic template. And I made stuff on there, so I'm just really proud of it. And it makes me so productive because I just love looking at it. So, yeah.
My brother bought one of those for his computer because he, I don't know, he spent, like, a whole day, like, reorganizing it and whatever. So he, like, bought one of those to-do lists because he's like me. Oh. We don't get things done unless it's down there.
But this one's free. And also not sponsored, by the way.
Yes, nothing is sponsored.
Yeah, like we're nothing except the anchor thing at the end is sponsored. So
yes, please listen to that.
Yeah, because that's the only way we're making money to like donate or
me shamelessly
make our podcast equipment better, which in this case we have nothing. So
But I mean, like, okay, anyways, going back to what we're talking about, like, I feel like the hustle we get on, like, by creating a to-do list is, like, very important because I just feel like people who tend to be more organized in terms of making lists, they just get more done. They're, like, more productive in life. They just get more done versus, I mean, it's personal, but versus someone who's just kind of, like, all over the place. They don't get as much done. And I know this is a little stereotypical, but I feel like this is, like, one reason there's such a big gap in society between females and males because there's such a big stereotype that females, like, in their head, everything's, like, a big, huge mess. So it's, like, we're always trying to connect dots. We're always thinking about, oh, what if this happens? Oh, what if they think that? So I think that starts creating, like, a stereotypical view that promotes the gap that's already there.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I actually thought about it the other way, that females are more like
Here's the thing, but I get what you're saying. It's confusing because they're more organized, but then they also more running,
like,
through
their
head.
More likely to, like, use to-do lists, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but do they execute it half the time? That's a thing. I feel like there's a stereotype that they don't because of how women are supposed to think. I feel like people are like, you do a list to be all perfect and pretty, and then when it comes to executing it, you start thinking about, you're not lazy, but you start thinking about how, like, the other effects. Like, is it possible to do it in this time? Like, you know, I could do this instead. And then you spend so much time thinking, whereas there's a stereotype that males just, it's on the list, just do it. kind of thing. And I think that to some extent it might be true, but there's just a huge stereotype around that. And so I feel like the workforce, especially like the finance field, like very enforce it. Like they don't enforce it, but I feel like that stigma is just there because that field has a lot of older people. So I feel like that stigma was something of their generation, which is just like widening the gap.
Right.
Rather than, and so like people our generation are trying to like go into the field, especially women, and they're trying to like lessen it, if that makes sense. But I would say like in the finance field, because that's just something you brought up, it's just more wider because of that type of stigma.
And I mean, I think back then, at least, I know we talk a lot about women just not, of course, like working at all, but in general, like when they started being part of the workforce, of course, finance wasn't one of them either. Like, now we're seeing a growing gap, lessening gap. But I found a stat last night that said even by 2030, the amount of, like, women compared to men in the field is only going to be 30%, which is kind of sad because 2030 is, like, 10 years later.
Because whenever people think of gap, they're like, oh, STEM. It's like the first one that stems into your mind. Haha, mom joke pun. Okay, we get it. But do you not get it, Talia? Like STEM, it stems in your mind. Okay, guys, I know my jokes are bad, but come on. It gave you a laugh because it was that bad. Anyways,
no, back on to the thing. I'm sorry. No, it's a funny joke. I understood it later. It took me a while to process.
Anyways, let me rephrase that. Let me re-say that phrase. Basically, whenever you think about gaps, like in gender, you always, like, the first thing that stems into your mind is the field of STEM.
Yeah.
And so
I get it now.
Like, yeah. Thanks. Okay. Yeah, but you know, as I started, I feel like it's means way I started having an interest in finance, just looking at it more, I started realizing, like, okay, there's actually, like, a prevalent gap in the industry. And, like, talking about statistics, like, only 26% of American women actually participate in, like, financial activities, like, investing, according to, like, an SPN Global, like, study that they did in 2018. And same thing with a Fidelity study, which Fidelity is another finance company, like, women like that invested actually tended to outperform the men. So just imagine if that gap wasn't there, like how far women could go in investing.
And to be exact, I don't know what stat you're looking at, but I found one that said that they're doing better by 1.2% when they do. So that's still a lot.
That's a lot.
I mean, 1.2% is a lot, like 1.2% more of what men are doing. So that's cool to think, but the gap still is huge. I mean, on average, women are doing better. But then again, they're really not many of them are taking part in the field or like in investing, which is a huge, huge problem because investing is so beneficial to many people. And
yeah, that's the thing. I feel like, you know, the financial field has a stigma of like, hey, it's just pure math. I feel like people forget how much communication, how much interpersonal skills, how much marketing yourself actually goes into the field. And people only focus on there's math. That's boring. And I feel like just like the female mindset, a lot of times we tend to like the communication part, but we don't know that really exists in the finance field because there's such a big stigma that finance equals math. And so like no one really wants to go into math. And if I'm talking on a stereotypical way, which I don't want to, but this is just how society sees it, men equal math. Like they're good at numbers. That's just how society sees it. And so that stereotype just keeps getting enforced, enforced, enforced. So that gap is growing. Like when I first started investing, I was afraid because I didn't really know any females that invested. It was always the dads in the family that were investing or the guys. So like when I first looked at it, I was like, do I really want to do it? Like this seems kind of scary. Like I don't know anything about money and all, but you start doing it, it's actually fun. Like it's literally like you're I mean, I don't want to say game because investing isn't like all funsies, you know.
Honestly, like, there's a lot.
It's not like I'm gonna buy a pack of M&M with my winning. No, like that's. But it's serious, but it's like it has its own fun twist because you're making your own choices. There's really not big patterns you can follow. Yeah, you can see like upward, downward trends, but it's kind of like going with the gut, like especially when you're first starting. And so I feel like it's actually fun, and I think people should do it.
I really want to start. I've just been delaying it. But yeah, like when you think about it, what you mentioned that usually like the dads of the family do it, or like, of course, like the men. And I feel like that just originates from, I think we talked about it last time or maybe the time before, that in the household, usually women didn't before manage money only because, you know, they didn't have jobs back then either. So it was more of just like, the men managed the money, they went to work. And so now while women are becoming more independent with their like work and life, they need to be more financially independent too. So I think investing is a great place to start.
Yeah. Because...
Sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just adding to what you're saying. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I need to start investing. I just don't know if I should start now or wait until I'm 18 because I'm almost 18 now.
So like, yeah.
Plus, I don't
know.
That's
the thing, yeah. And I think, like, see, with your situation, it's more like, should I just wait for the age when I'm, like, more mature? Like, you're already confident. But I think a lot of women lack the confidence. Like, girls between the age of 8 to 14, like, by 30%, their confidence drops. So if you don't have confidence in yourself, where are you going to have the confidence to manage money? And investment is all about your confidence to handle that money you have on hand. And so it's just like from a young age, like talking to like females or daughters, like, hey, you know, building up that confidence so they don't lose confidence in like life skills. Because once you lose confidence, it's like something that's not there. Like in our generation, because that confidence wasn't there for like older people, like on average, when versus men, when women go into retirement, they like invest $70,000 less dollars towards their retirement. Yeah, that's just because, and one in five women don't have anything at retirement. They haven't invested anything, they haven't saved anything because they just were never confident enough to manage their money or invest in stocks just because of how, you know, I guess society like, was shaped around the field.
Yeah, that was, you brought up confidence and that kind of reminded me of like, kind of like interest. I mean, you see a lot of people or a lot of like boys growing up, even in high school, talk about investing and like money, but you don't see a lot of girls talking about it like in general. And that's also the stereotype that girls always talk about, like, you know, clothes, makeup, jewelry.
I know, like once, like me and Zoya with our some group of friends, essentially a robotics team, we went to the park, and then you know Zoya and a couple of girls walking around. I got bored, and so I went to go play basketball with the boys, and they're like, "Why aren't you gossiping with the girls?" And I was like, "I don't know, I don't want to gossip. Like that's not that fun. I want to play basketball because, granted, I can't play basketball, but none of the guys really could play basketball too.
Right.
So it was fun because we were all equally
bad. Yeah. Only so one of them was good. I don't want to take names. I mean, I guess we could take names. I don't know. But, like, yeah, that's the thing. So, like, the stereotype that usually girls don't even express interest in things like investing and finance as they grow up, when they actually come of the age to do it, like, you know, late high school.
Like, when people hear that me and Lima invest, they're like, especially, older dads, they're like, what?
Yeah, they don't believe it. They're like, really? They really think that we're either not capable, just because we don't seem like it, just because of a stereotype, and because we just in general as a group don't bring it up at all. And it's kind of sad. It makes me kind of sad that,
yeah, it does, because investing, yes, at first it seems very, very like, it's complicated. But you mean like once you start getting into it and if you know the basic rules, I think like you should be fine. I mean, if you're investing like millions and millions of dollars, you should probably have an advisor. That's probably like, you know, a little bit of a common sense. But I mean, if you're like me, just investing here and there a little bit, like it's something just to build a little money. I'm not building thousands of dollars. Like,
I'm going to be realistic, because you need to put more to get more. That's just high risk, high return. That's how kind of investment works. But just even putting a little bit, like, it doesn't even matter. Put $50. You'll get a return of, like, 10 to 20.
That's a lot.
And if you start early, like, at your age, our age, as you grow up, you're going to start, as you start making money, you'll start putting in more, you'll start making more. It's just good practice. I mean, not practice, because you're actually
making money. Like, at our age, we have no penalty. We don't have a credit score waiting for us. We don't have big loans that are, like, looking at every one of our movements. We don't own our own bank accounts. We're all under a custody or, you know, like, I have, like, financially nothing except investments. Right, and so to me, like, it's not tied to anything, so it's like I literally don't have any harm that's gonna come if I lose the money. So it's like, when you're older and you start investing, you start having the fear, like, it's actually a penalty if I lose it, right? And so if you get practice early on, even if it's just a little bit, it's gonna help, you know. And I feel like you shouldn't fear the loss. Like, yes, you need to measure out your balance, but I feel like that's where the confidence strikes. I tend to overthink, what if I lose. But the minute I let go and I just put the money in, like, hey, let's just, this company looks kind of promising, they go up, they go down, I can't do anything about it. I've just thought about it, I researched about the company, and I thought it would be good, so I invested. Like, you did the most you could, because investments are unpredictable. So it's like, having confidence in your capabilities, it's very, very important, which I just feel like not just women, like, people just lack that confidence sometimes when it comes to money, because money is something you earned. So I feel like, start off with a little if you're not really that confident. This goes for everyone, not just girls or women, but
yeah. Because it'd be sad to lose all of it, too. I mean, it's definitely scary at first. And I think starting with just a little amount helps you build that confidence and, like, know, like, how to invest, first of all.
I think you got cut off for, like, 5 seconds. Can you repeat what you said?
Whoops. Yeah. No, I was saying that I was just building upon what you said, that, you know, money that you earn, you don't want to lose. It'd be sad to lose all of it. It's better to, like, get practice. I'm not repeating that. But, like, start with little amounts so that you, like, build your confidence. You know what you're doing. Because I know when you start off, like, all fresh and new, you don't really know what you're doing. So,
yeah.
I mean, you should be educated, though. Watch some videos. A lot of people have TikToks on, like, how to invest.
Yeah. There's actually a really nice Instagram account. I think it's Cash Club Wow or something, but they post, like, very, like, to the point, succinct, like, posts on, like, finance and, like, women, and, like, just very, they're, like, so general. It's like 3 bullet points, but it gets everything done. So if you really want to know the basics, that's, like, a really good place to go. Because here's the thing, once you start educating yourself, you won't be intimidated. Like, let me just tell you, I'll say a 401k right now, you'll probably feel intimidated hearing to a 401k, but if you start educating yourself, you'll know that 401k is just retirement. Like, period. Mm-hmm. That's it. These finance terms sound very, 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 like, heavy at first, but if you start educating yourself, then it's like,
yeah, it's not that bad.
Honestly, it's not that bad.
And, like, a lot of people say, like, all of this has to do with money, like, I mean, not money, math. And I mean, sure, it's a little bit of math, but a lot of it is more of, like, common sense. And once you learn everything, it's just,
is basic. Can you add? Can you subtract? Do you have enough money? You have 1,000 money, subtract 900 that you spent. You only have 100 left in your budget. Okay, are you going to invest that, or are you going to save it?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
There's not that much. I mean, yes, there's some intricacies. Which,
yeah, but I mean, you always have calculators and stuff to, like, help you, and websites that do it all for you.
Plug and I remember me and Zoya in the future, when we're in the finance field, come fighting for us.
Yeah, you never know. But yeah, yesterday or a while ago, I was reading that one problem with, like, women just not investing or investing, like, less than men, is that, first of all, they kind of make less than on average because of the gender wage gap, especially. If you make less, of course, you have less to invest, because you're obviously, the expenses are going to be the same. People don't realize that even though a woman's wages are less on average, their expenses are still the same. I mean, everyone's basic expenses are still the same. And so you have less money left over to either save or invest, or just, you know, personally use, which is kind of sad. I mean, it's the wage gap should really be fixed.
Because I think is what happens is once you earn the cash, like, I feel like it's secure just to have the cash in your account, whereas putting it in risk, right? And so it's kind of like, I'll just keep more of the cash to myself, which tends to happen more in women, according to research. Like, women put 71% of their cash in a safe area, whereas men only do 50 to 60%, and they invest the rest, which is, like, a big difference. And so I feel like that security that, you know, you were kind of bringing up is, like, something that, you know, that according to research, quote-unquote, according to research, not according to me, that, you know, women are just less confident with putting their cash out there, like, the money they earn because of their wages. And, okay, this is one thing that's not related to, like, stocks or investing and, like, female gap, but when it comes to wages, so I attended, like, a summer program at Indiana University for, like, women, and, you know, we were talking about the woman age gap, like, not age gap, wage gap, and they told us, like, the reason, one reason women have less is, let's say we're given a salary of, like, 150K, right? This is a very nice salary, but I'm saying, let's say you're given that salary, but you know someone, like, a man is getting, like, 180K, what tends to happen is women don't negotiate. They're like, okay, I'll take it, I like it, you know, but the men who got 180K, let's say they were offered 160K, they'll be like, I'm only going to, I would like to have an offer of 180, then I'll consider your option. They negotiate until they reach, like, a point they're satisfied with. Even though they're already satisfied, they just ask for more because there's nothing wrong. Women tend to, like, once they feel safe with whatever they're giving, they're just like, okay. And so one thing I learned is don't fear, like, just ask. I mean, obviously, be polite, be professional, but you need to go and ask. If you don't ask, then you never know if it's going to happen. Even if it's just a 10K raise.
Go. 10K is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're making 150K, like, relatively. Yeah, 10K is a lot. But, like, it's just women don't tend to request for what they want. They just kind of sit there, according to, you know, what I learned. Not just sit there, but, you know, we're just a little more, like, iffy to ask. Whereas men, they'll just be direct about it right on the spot. Like, they will try to be a little headstrong. And, like, they kind of won't give up unless they get a little bit more. Whereas, you know, because obviously employers are going to give you a little less wage than what they need to give, because, you know, if it's appropriate enough, then why? I'm thinking about it from a company perspective. Why give more than needed?
Yeah.
Correct? And so you need to negotiate, because they're not going to give you the best they can give you. They know they can give you more. It's like a bartering system, but they won't give you that more because they know you will negotiate up. But that doesn't tend to happen with women. That's why they have lower wages as well.
No, that's a great point you brought up. And, I mean, yeah, it's hard to think of a reason exactly why women tend to do that. I mean, it just, it just happens. I feel like they know that, you know, they're already, if, for example, 150K, that's a lot of money. And if they're like, oh yeah, this is a lot, and they're not getting a better offer anywhere else, they're more likely to take it, whereas men would be like, you know, I can definitely get this anywhere else, and, you know, just try to ask for more. I don't know, but it's something that society as a whole just needs to fix, because it's stemming a lot of problems from it. So stemming another pun. Okay, I did that accidentally. I didn't even know I was doing it.
Obviously, I noticed it. I'm a big mama.
At least Lalana noticed and laughed. I don't even, like, laugh at hers, because I was just thinking about something else while she was talking. Thinking about what she was talking, but, you know.
Yeah. But I guess, all in all, I think the main idea we were trying to get across with this episode is just the gap in finance exists. And that just tends to happen because women are less risk tolerant, less secure with money, and less confident. And the biggest way to kind of resolve that is from when you're younger to experiment with money. Have talks with your parents. Like, I literally go out and I've asked my dad, like, what is that? I don't care about how much you have. I just want to know what you're doing. You know, like, putting yourself out there, getting asked. Like, there's so many examples I've read online, like, where parents, when they educated their younger daughters at, like, 10 to 13 years old, when they started becoming 18 to 20, they were just more careful with their budgeting, planning, investing. They were more brave with the money they held, whereas kids who didn't learn about it till their first job were kind of lost. Especially women, because men just tend to be more risk tolerant. And so it's just being educated and aware, even if it's just the basic like basic, like just get to know it early on, like before college, and that will really, really be helpful. Even if you're in college, it's not too late. You know, it's not ever too late. Just educate yourself. Even if you don't plan on doing it, just get to know about finance, financial literacy, and investing. And that's actually what me and Zoya are going to be focused on in the couple of next episodes. We'll be educating.
It'll be so fun, look though. Out for that, because obviously knowing more makes you more confident with what you're doing later on, and you'll just be happier when you know what you're doing.
Yeah. And like me and Zoya, we won't get into the nitty gritty. We'll just be like a more overarching, like get the points across, basics, kind of what we know.
We won't be boring, I promise.
Yeah. It's not going to be an old professor lecture, I promise.
Yeah. Hopefully we can make it fun. But yeah, look out for that. And we'll be working on some stuff in the meantime. And hopefully we'll release episodes more frequently. Yeah. But yeah, look out for them.
We've been maintaining like a bi-weekly. We're going to get back on the weekly.
The hopefully. Weekly, yeah.
Yes.
I like how we were more on track during school.
Yeah, during school weeks, we were so on track. Then summer came and it was just like,
Yeah, I guess it's because you always have a routine during school. Just
yeah.
I can't believe there's only a month left of school.
You mean of summer?
Yeah. Oh, I meant till school. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, of summer. Yeah. But I don't know when your guys' school starts, or if you've already graduated school and you're in college, or if you've graduated college, but I hope you have a great summer. Yeah, we should probably tune in next time for an episode.
That was all right. Sorry for the awkward ending, but bye, guys. Bye.
I don't know why. Bye. See ya.